Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are tackling a specific kind of pain that I think everyone listening has felt.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
But maybe you didn't have a name for it until now. It is that exact moment when the magic just kind of wears off.
Right, the day two problem.
Exactly. Day two, you know, you open up a fresh AI session, ChatGPT or Claude or whatever you use, and day one is incredible. You're brainstorming and drafting, and it feels like you have this this PhD level intern sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
But then
you hit the 40-minute mark.
Yes, or you come back to the chat 3 days later to pick up where you left off.
And the genius intern has suddenly developed amnesia. Or honestly worse, they have started hallucinating completely.
Right. The drift sets in. The AI starts forgetting the constraints you gave it an hour ago. Mm-hmm. It starts making up details that sound really plausible but are just totally wrong. And we found this fascinating term in the source material for today's deep dive that perfectly captures this. They call it the entropy of long conversations.
It is such a meaningful phrase, isn't it? Entropy. Because that is technically and physically what is happening inside the model.
Right.
As a conversation grows, the noise creates disorder. The AI has a limited context window, a limited attention span, basically. And as you pile more text into it, it starts prioritizing the recent noisy details over the core instructions you gave it at the very start.
And you know, for a casual user, that is just annoying. You refresh the chat and you move on. But the documents we are unpacking today are not about casual use.
Not at all.
We are looking at a stack of files describing the 2026 Business Analyst Expert Operating Model. This is about using AI for high-stakes work, defining software requirements, mapping security protocols, handling millions of dollars in transaction logic.
Exactly. In that world, entropy isn't just annoying. It is a massive liability. I mean, if you were building a banking app and the AI forgets a security constraint mentioned on page one because you have been talking about button colors on page 10.
That is a critical failure.
Right. It is a disaster.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out how to stop that entropy. The sources make this clear distinction between level one usage, which is just treating AI like a casual drafting assistant, and level three, which is building a full requirements operating system.
And that shift in mindset is huge.
Right.
It is moving from how do I write a better prompt to how do I architect a system where the AI literally cannot mess up. Mm. It is about wrapping the AI in a structure that enforces memory and enforces truth.
Let's get into the mechanics of that. The source material breaks this operating system down into three pillars: formatting and context and governance. But before we break those down, I want to stick on this idea of the silent failure for a second, because the docs make a really interesting comparison between AI and traditional coding.
Yeah, this is the thing that keeps CIOs up at night. Think about it. If you were a developer writing Python or Java and you make a syntax error, you forget a semicolon or you call a variable that doesn't exist, what happens?
The compiler yells at you, it breaks, you get red text everywhere.
Exactly. It fails loudly, you know immediately that something is wrong. But a large language model doesn't work like that. It is probabilistic. It is essentially just predicting the next most likely word. So if it forgets a business rule, it doesn't crash.
It just drifts.
It drifts. It fills in the gap with something that sounds statistically probable.
So it might say, sure, the user can reset their password via email, even if 5 minutes ago you explicitly said SMS only.
Precisely. And it will say it with absolute total confidence. That is the silent failure. And in a business context, that silence is dangerous because you might not catch it until the developers have already built the wrong feature.
Which is terrifying. And that brings us directly to pillar one, which is the formatting engine. This is the first line of defense. The idea here is to force the AI to structure its thoughts so rigidly that it simply cannot hide in the ambiguity. The persona described in the docs, this business analyst expert, is not designed to be a chatty assistant.
No, it is an enforcement engine. It is a strict disciplinarian.
And the core tool for this discipline is something called the 5-1s framework. When I read this, I thought, wow, this is incredibly granular.
It has to be. The rule is that every single requirement the AI generates must have one user, one system interaction, one point in time, one goal, and one measurable outcome.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate here. Humans do not talk like that. If I am talking to a developer, I would just say, hey, the user should be able to log in and check their balance. That is clear enough, right?
In a human conversation, yes. But think about what you just said. Log in and check balance. To an AI, and honestly to a back-end system, that is a massive compound concept.
How so?
Well, login involves authentication security tokens, error handling for bad passwords. Check balance involves a database query, a UI rendering, maybe a currency conversion.
So by lumping them together, I am basically hiding the complexity.
You are creating a compound logic trap. If the AI tries to write acceptance criteria for that combined sentence, the probability distribution, the math deciding which words come next, gets muddy. It might hallucinate a detail about the login because it is distracted by the balance check.
I see. So the five ones forces the AI to split that into two atomic units. One story for login, one story for view balance.
Exactly. It reduces the cognitive load on the model. It is much easier for the AI to be perfect on five small, simple things than on one giant, complex thing, and it forces the output to be totally testable.
There is another constraint in this section that really stood out to me, especially regarding how we talk about people. The lowest level end user rule.
Oh, this is a classic formatting error.
The docs explicitly forbid using generic terms. You cannot say the marketing team or the system or even just the user.
Because a team doesn't click a button, a junior copywriter clicks a button, an admin with level 4 access clicks a button.
It feels like a really small detail, but I can see how saying the marketing team leads to drift.
It is all about permissions. If you let the AI say the marketing team can publish content, it assumes everyone on the team can do it. But in reality, maybe only the manager can publish. If you do not force the AI to identify the specific actor, you are baking a security flaw right into your requirements. The operating model forces the AI to stop and ask who specifically.
It is aggressive clarity. Now, before we move to the next pillar, I have to ask about this full field replacement rule. This is labeled in the sources as a practical hack, but honestly, it sounds like a sanity saver.
This is the anti-copy-paste chaos rule.
We have all been there. You ask an AI to fix a typo in a paragraph or add one bullet point to a list. And what does it do?
It tries to be helpful and conversational. It says, okay, I added that point about the API, and it gives you just that one new sentence. Or it gives you the list but forgets the intro paragraph entirely.
And then you, the human, have to play surgeon. You have to find the old sentence in your document, highlight it, paste the new one, and hope you didn't mess up the formatting.
And that is exactly where human error creeps in. You paste it in the wrong spot, or you leave a hanging sentence. The full field replacement rule commands the AI to never provide snippets. If I change one word in a list of 20 acceptance criteria, you must reprint the entire list, effectively redeploying the code.
It sounds inefficient, though. I mean, that is a lot of generated text.
It burns more tokens, sure. But tokens are cheap. Human attention is expensive. This rule treats the text block like a software module. You do not patch the code by hand. You redeploy the whole module. It means you can just hit copy, go to Jira or your Word doc, select all and paste. You trust the block, not the edit.
That is a great way to put it. You minimize the human friction in the transfer.
Exactly.
We should also mention the BLUF rule from this section. Bottom line, up front, is a strict rule for meeting summaries.
Right. Decisions first, then immediate actions, who, what, when, and then context. No narrative rambling.
It strips out the noise. Okay, so pillar one is about formatting. We have whipped the AI into shape. It is writing strict, atomic, clear requirements. But that brings us to the deeper problem we started with, the memory loss. The entropy, this is pillar two, the context engine.
This is where we shift from how the AI writes to how the AI remembers. And the source material makes a distinction here that I think is critical for anyone trying to build complex things. The difference between an agent and a project.
I think most people use those terms interchangeably. I use custom GPTs all the time, and I just assume that as an agent.
Yes, an agent like a custom GPT is great for the formatting we just discussed. It has the rules hard-coded, it knows the five ones, but an agent operates in a session.
Meaning once I close the window or the conversation gets too long?
The brain resets, or in a long conversation, the beginning falls out of the context window. An agent is a tool. It is not a filing cabinet. For a six-week initiative, an agent isn't enough. You need a project architecture.
The documents describe this really specific setup. You do not just dump everything into one long chat. You create a container with dedicated channels.
Right, you compartmentalize. You have a meeting knowledge chat where you just upload transcripts. You have a developing requirements chat where the actual drafting happens. And then, and this is the key, you have the project control chat.
The context anchor.
Yes. Think of the context anchor as the golden source of truth. You never do actual drafting in there. You only paste in confirmed decisions.
But here's the problem, and I have struggled with this myself. How do you move the info? If I have a brilliant brainstorming session in my drafting chat, how does my control chat know about it? Do I just tell it?
If you just tell it, you get drift. If you say, hey, remember, we are building a banking app, the AI nods and hallucinates. The solution in the docs is the continuity transfer protocol.
This part blew my mind. It is basically a formalized save game feature for business.
It really is. The protocol requires you to run a specific prompt, the world-class chat continuity transfer prompt, at the end of any significant work session. It stops the AI and forces it to generate a structured artifact.
And it is not just a summary, right? It is not just, we talked about login today.
No, it is rigorous. It lists confirmed decisions, active work streams, risks, and this is the most important part, unknowns.
Why are the unknowns so critical?
Because that is what gets lost first. The AI will remember what you decided. It will almost always forget what you postponed. By explicitly listing we have not yet decided on the password complexity rules, you ensure that the next session knows there's a hole that needs filling.
So mechanically speaking, I run this prompt in the working chat. I get this structured block of text. I paste it into my context anchor to save it for posterity. And then when I start the next work session,
you paste that exact same block into the new chat as the very first message with the instruction, treat this as authoritative prior context.
And suddenly the AI is back up to speed.
Instantly. It is like loading a save file. You aren't starting from scratch. You are loading the exact state of the project with all the variables and decisions completely intact. This allows you to chain sessions together indefinitely. You could run a project for a year this way, or across 100 different chats, as long as you maintain that discipline of the transfer.
It really puts the human in the role of the memory manager. You aren't just chatting. You're actively curating what gets remembered.
You are the bridge between the islands of conversation.
Okay, so we have structure with formatting. We have memory with context.
Yep.
But there was one final trap. Mm-hmm. And this one is insidious because the AI can be perfectly formatted. It can remember everything you said, and it can still be completely wrong about the reality of your business.
Right. It can write a beautiful user story about a database field that simply does not exist.
Which leads to pillar three, governance. The source material is really blunt here. It says AI cannot invent truth.
And it shouldn't. This is where we upload the enterprise standards. We are talking about your data dictionaries, your reporting standards, your BRD templates.
Let's make this concrete for the listener. Why does uploading a data dictionary actually change the output?
So without a data dictionary, if you ask the AI to capture the customer's name, it is going to guess. It will say, create a field called customer name.
Which sounds totally reasonable.
It sounds reasonable, but it is probably wrong. Your actual database might call it CUST NMEV2 or legal first name Varchar. If you upload the data dictionary, the AI sees those definitions. When it predicts the next word, the probability shifts towards the actual field names because they are explicitly in the context.
So it moves from guessing the structure to referencing the structure.
Exactly. It checks its work against the law of the land. It ensures you aren't writing requirements for a system that doesn't exist.
Now, within this governance pillar, there is a section on visuals that I think is the most profound insight in the whole document. It says text is linear, but systems are multidimensional.
This is the why AI fails at logic argument, and it is crucial.
Break that down for us. Why is text a bad medium for systems?
Think about a JIRA ticket or a standard requirements document. It is a paragraph. It reads top to bottom, line one, line two, line three. But software isn't a straight line. It loops. It branches. It has error states. It goes back and forth.
Right. If X happens, go to Y. Unless Z is true, then go back to A.
Exactly. And LLMs are tact prediction machines. They are linear by nature. They are really, really bad at seeing the loop. If you ask an AI to describe a complex workflow just using text, it will often hallucinate a flow that sounds grammatically correct but is logically broken. It will create dead ends.
So the operating model has a rule. Visual modeling is mandatory when...
when multiple systems interact or when state transitions exist. If an order goes from pending to shipped, or if a user needs to get approval from a manager, you must draw it.
But to be clear, the AI isn't doing the drawing.
No. And that is exactly the point. The human uses a whiteboard or Figma or Axure. You draw the boxes and arrows to map the logic. You solve the puzzle visually. Then you give that logic to the AI.
And the AI does what with it?
The AI translates your drawing into the rigorous, boring 5-1s text requirements. It is a symbiosis. The visual prevents the AI from hallucinating the flow. And the AI prevents the human from having to pipe out 50 tedious user stories.
That makes so much sense. You use the human brain for the spatial logical reasoning and the AI brain for the structural textual enforcement.
Precisely. They cover Cheever's blind spots. If you try to do it all in text all in the prompt, you will fail. You have to step outside the chat to see the system.
I want to zoom out as we wrap up. The source material categorizes all of this into maturity levels. Level one is where I think 90% of people are right now, the drafting assistant.
Very reactive. Write this email. Fix this code.
Then level two is structured prompting. Maybe you have a library of saved prompts.
Better, but still prone to entropy over time.
And level three is the operating model. That is what we have walked through today. The formatting, the context, anchor the governance files. It is an entire ecosystem.
There is a quote in the leadership section of the documents that I think sums this up perfectly. It is a bit of a warning, actually. It says, AI does not replace rigor. It amplifies whatever system you design around it.
That hits hard. It amplifies the system you design.
That is the ultimate takeaway. If your current process is chaotic, if you do not define your terms, if you do not document decisions, if you rely on hallway conversations, AI is just going to help you generate chaos at light speed.
It accelerates the mess.
It accelerates the mess. But if you have a structured system, if you have the five ones, if you have the continuity protocol, then AI becomes an amplifier for discipline. It allows you to scale that rigor in a way that just wasn't possible before.
It is basically a mirror. It reflects the quality of your own architecture right back at you.
And I think that is why some people get so frustrated with AI. They expect it to be a magic wand that fixes their lack of process. It won't. You have to build the process first.
So if you are listening to this and thinking, man, my AI chats always go off the rails, or why does it keep making things up? Maybe the problem isn't the model.
Maybe it is the lack of an operating system around the model.
We have covered a massive amount of ground today, from the granular details of the five ones and full field replacement to the high-level strategy of continuity transfer.
It is a lot to set up. I won't lie to you. It takes real work to build the project container and upload the data dictionaries. But once it is running, it changes the game. You stop fighting the tool and start managing the output.
I want to leave our listeners with a challenge. The next time you are deep in a long session with an AI and you feel that drift setting in, when the genius intern starts looking confused, do not just keep prompting harder.
Stop. Run a continuity transfer. Summarize the state. Clear the context window and reload.
Be the architect of your own context. Don't let the entropy win. And it leaves me with one final thought for you to mull over. We just talked about how AI amplifies your current way of working. So are you ready for your current bad habits to be accelerated? Or have you built the structure to handle the speed? Think about what happens a few years from now when your level 3 system has to autonomously negotiate with a vendor's level 3 system. If your foundation is built on hallway chats and unwritten rules, that negotiation is going to collapse instantly.
That is a terrifying but very real future to prepare for.
Thanks for diving deep with us today. We will see you on the next one.
Stay structured, everyone.